Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to just present one primary verse to us today, something that for me this week was really, really encouraging, and that's verse 12 of Job chapter 1. It says this, "And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your hand, only against him do not stretch out your hand. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord." Now, you could read that, and you could say, well, what kind of a God hands one of his believers over to Satan? And I hear you. That's a difficult question. That's a tension in many ways. That's the tension of this entire book. And so if that's a tension that you really wrestle with and struggle with, and I get it, I would really encourage you to lean into this series. And Lord willing, you'll see that tension resolve to a degree. Or at least some answers be presented toward it. I'm not going to answer that in this particular Drivecast because my focus here is really a different element, a different aspect of this verse. Here's what's encouraging about that verse to me. Behold, all that he has is in your hand. God's the one that gives the permission. Therefore, God's the one who's ultimately in control of the situation. God says, only against him do not stretch out your hand. So he sets this boundary. He says, look, don't touch him physically. Now, in chapter 2, we see that God gives permission to touch him physically. But in chapter 1, he gives this parameter. In chapter 2, he also gives a parameter. He can't kill him. And so what's encouraging about that to me is that God limits and sets parameters and is ultimately in control. And again, I know there's the tension on the other side of this. So how could God do that? That's the tension of the book. I get it. But on the other hand, the way this is encouraging to me is that Satan cannot override the other promises that God has given me and extended to me. Satan is not on free reign. He does not have ultimate control, authority, and sovereignty over my life or your life. God does if you are his through faith in his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. So here's what that means for us today. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 says that for since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. That's a promise that we will be resurrected from the dead. We will live again because our King lives again. That is a promise that cannot be outdone or undone by Satan and his influence in our lives. God has promised us so many other places in the scriptures. These incredible things. He has set before us good works that we might walk in them. Now, we don't know what good means. That could be a really difficult thing, but it's a work that glorifies and honors God. Satan's reign, Satan's rule, Satan's influence is limited. He cannot thwart the plans and the purposes of God. And so in that, personally, I'm really encouraged. God has promised me that my sins will be as far gone from me as the east is from the west. He has promised me his Holy Spirit to dwell within me. As one of my friends says, I'm a portable temple of the living God. That's incredible. Satan can't mess with that. He can't have power and authority over that because God is ultimately in control. And so maybe you've got something going on in your life that feels out of control right now. It feels like you are being sifted by Satan. It feels like you're under an extreme attack. And first off, I'm sorry for that. And I want to encourage you to rest in the promises of God. Trust that God is ultimately in control. Trust that he ultimately has you. That doesn't make the pain go away. It doesn't make the difficulty suddenly be trivial. It doesn't do any of that. But I pray and I hope that it gives you some kind of confidence knowing that my God is in control and my God loves me, and he proved that he loved me. He proves that he loves me by dying on the cross for me. And that death on the cross proves that even in this difficult situation, even if God is allowing it, he loved me enough to die for me, to forgive me of my sins, to make me his own possession because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And so might that be an encouragement for you today? I do want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. And I hope you'll really lean in, especially if you struggle with the book of Job, that you really lean in throughout the remainder of this series. Let's pray together. Lord, Thank you that you're ultimately in control. Jesus, thank you that you sovereignly reign, that you rule, that right now you're seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. We praise you for that. Thank you that you have defeated Satan, that he is a defeated enemy. Like a dead rattlesnake, if you step on his fangs, he can still do great damage. He can still kill us if we're not in you, Jesus, but in you, we are secure, we are safe. And so, God, we praise you and thank you for that. Allow that reality to encourage us today. It's in Jesus' name that I come to you. Amen.